אתם עם SBS בעברית. We're now joined by Daniel Peleg. Shalom, Daniel.
Hi.
In a few sentences, can you please tell about yourself?
So I'm 33 years old. I arrived to Australia about 5 years ago, and I work here as the head of revenue operations in a local telecommunications company here in Melbourne.
Are you here by yourself?
I'm here with my partner and son.
And because it's a small country, do you know of any of the victims?
Not personally. Luckily, no, I don't. But I don't think there's any Israeli who doesn't know someone who knows someone. We're a tiny country, and we're all absolutely devastated and in complete and utter shock.
Many people would love to help Israel and the countless people who've lost their loved ones. What would you suggest? What are the best ways to help?
So I think as Israelis, we unfortunately are used to facing terrible and extreme situations, and we're extremely resilient. So our response to events like that is always very quick, and we support one another in any way that's possible. I'm seeing what happening in Israel, how my friends and my family, how everyone are just supporting one another, organizing donations, raising morale. Everyone just stands in absolute solidarity with one another. And to be fair, it makes it even harder to be far on days like this. I think Israel is probably the only country that when it's at war, people want to return rather than move away from. So from that perspective, it's hard to be far. Personally, I'm just trying to do whatever I can, whether it's supporting my friends or even here in Australia, just speaking about it, raising awareness, talking to my colleagues or people that I meet about it, just basically speaking up for my country.
Yeah, and you know there are two aspects to this, because we are Israelis and they are Jewish, right? So the Jews who live in Australia, ironically, you know, it seems that the small Israeli community in Melbourne is more confident and ready to tackle the pressing challenges better than the much larger Jewish community. Can you spot any differences? Could you explain the difference maybe?
I can try. I think the differences, some of them may be related to what I said before, that as Israelis, we're extremely resilient and we're used to facing these kind of challenges. But I think actually when we talk about the Jewish community here in Australia, there's actually so much that can be done. The obvious way, obviously, is to donate funds and support financially, because there's so much damage and need for financial support at the moment. Mm-hmm. And the Jewish community has always been extremely generous with supporting Israel. But I think what people here must understand is that now it is simply just not enough. And there's other things and other actions that needs to be taken by the community here in Australia.
Give me an example.
So, for example, I think the Jewish community needs to speak up and demand their government to start taking action. And I'll give you an example. If that's internally in Australia, how is it possible that neo-Nazis are walking up to Flinders Street in broad daylight and the police is doing nothing about it? How is it possible that people stand outside the Opera House in Sydney and shout, "Gas the Jews," or some other pro-Palestinian rallies march up and down Bourke Street and chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free"? That literal meaning of that chant is massacre all Jews from the river to the sea, and we've seen what it looks like just a few days ago. This is not freedom of speech. This is hate speech, and it's illegal, and the government is not doing enough about it.
there are some laws in Australia that are against hate speeches, and yet we see some individuals doing it, especially in times of crisis.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, but I don't know if that's the politically correct culture or just being afraid to take a stand, but this is just simply not enough. Or maybe that's just pure anti-Semitism. I don't know, but it's beyond, I don't know. I just don't get it. And as an Israeli and as a Jewish person, I personally, I don't feel safe. And I don't think that's appropriate in any way.
From your perspective, what are the most important tasks of the Jewish and Israeli communities in Australia right now?
It all comes to the Jewish community applying pressure on the government to take a stand. And that's more related to externally what happens in the region of Israel and Palestine. Because there's one thing, the government can maybe say that they support Israel, but that means nothing when the first action they take is to donate $10 million for the people of Gaza. And you know what? You want to help so much to the people of Gaza. What about setting some terms to this donation? Like, for example, release the 200 civilians that are being held hostage, among them babies and children and young girls that are being held hostage in Gaza. I'm not even talking about splitting those funds between the Palestinian and the Israeli people who have just been slaughtered in that region. And I don't know if it's like this government is blinded by hate and they don't see the absurd in this situation. But I think personally that the Jewish community need to wake up and take action, because your tax money are literally funding anti-Semitism.
We all agree that the Israeli Hasbara is not working. How can we improve it?
Yes, there's two parts to this question. The first part is that it's not only Israelis. I think that is people in general and members of the Jewish community need to stop being afraid and start to speak up for Israel. And I think that Israel has done such a terrible job in the past few years in explaining the situation to the world. While meanwhile, Hamas was making cynical use in democratic values against democratic people, basically brainwashing the progressives and liberals of the world. Some of them are also, you know, among the Jewish community, to think that they are some kind of freedom fighters, where in fact, nothing can be more far from the truth. There's nothing that relates to freedom fighting when it comes to slaughtering people, beheading babies, or, you know, harming civilians. And I think we have to stop being afraid, and we need to speak up. And the Western world needs to wake up and understand that this is a fundamentalist Islamic organization. This has nothing to do with the Free Palestine Movement. They don't care about the Palestinians in Gaza. They are a bloodthirsty terror organization, and the people of the West need to wake up, because Israel was just a preview and the West is next. And this war is not between Israel and Hamas, between the world and the Islamic terror.
Daniel Peleg, an Israeli living in Melbourne, describing the current situation in Israel, the media bias, and how we could tackle it here in Australia. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.